in the first half. Somebody just got hit in the face. I don't recognize this individual, but he got smacked right in the face by Nick Batum. Little floppies? Nope. It was legit. Never know. I don't know if how much the Euro soccer translates over to basketball. Got to be careful.
It's interesting now watching this. You watching the game and you know there's at least 7 to 8 NBA players, like really good NBA players on both like playing.
But it isn't like the NBA rules are so different. First of all, one of the things I like about these Olympic rules is they ain't giving up a whole bunch of fouls.
Nah, they play physical. It's like playoff basketball.
Right. And so from that standpoint, all the complaining, like, it doesn't help your cause. Right?
Nope.
And I like that. The other thing is ripping it off the rim. That's beautiful.
Oh, they love that.
I love that, too. I like that.
Rip it off the rim.
They love that.
Yeah, so they're going to review right now on this flagrant call. We'll see what happens there. Team USA, they will take on Serbia today, 3 o'clock. Joel Embiid status. Bit of a question. He is dealing with an ankle. So we will see if he is going to be good to go. Steve Kerr telling reporters that they cannot get lulled into sleep just because they've beaten Serbia twice.
This is correct.
They cannot get a sense of security. What is the spread for today? Do we know?
It's got to be 20.
13.
It's 13?
That's what it was yesterday.
They beat them over
11.5. No, 15.5. Excuse me. On Hard Rock app.
When it started yesterday.
Hard Rock app.
Schmeaton said Embiid's questionable scaredy cat.
Hey, hey. Hey, what did I tell you?
Did say that earlier.
Yeah, I told you what's going to happen.
We broke down what the picture meant. We understand what the picture meant. They were upset with the, because they were going with a lie. And
they say, look, we're giving you a way out, right? We're going to hold you back because, well, you're Embiid and you're always hurt. So
no one's going to not believe us.
Right. Unless you start doing jumping jacks with somebody on your back.
Right. And then Spo has to give you the stink eye because you're not making it look good.
Oh.
What are you cheering on?
It's a tie break in Brazil, USA.
Oh.
And they just took the lead.
No, it's best of 5.
Yeah, but it's tie break.
This is indoor volleyball?
The last set is tie break. Race to 15.
Damn, Wembanyama just erased a Wagner.
He said just erased one. Which one? The one that's good? Or
I apologize. Wrong intangibles. It was Tice.
Tice. Man, they got Tice. They got,
dude, that's
got
to be like so annoying. This guy is so big. Look at that. I mean, this guy. No, Wembanyama.
They got the Wagner brothers.
He came from the other side of the paint and just goes arm. Tice just stuffed. He was nowhere near the basket.
Yeah, but the problem is the problem is he built like a windsock. Why don't people put some body on him?
I don't know. No, oh, now he's going to work on Tice. Give him the business.
Get in his kitchen. Get close.
Wemby, idiot, gave it to Gobert. Of course, he coughed it up.
Anna Catalina Cruz is my new favorite player for Brazil.
Ooh. Oh.
See, you guys don't care about America. You're not scouting the next opponent.
We watch. I love Skinner.
What else we got? Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Domenico law firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Now, I will say this. I have noticed the winds are coming out from the west. Let me see if that's still accurate. But that's why you got those evening showers out west, because that westerly wind kept those clouds and all over West Broward and what have you. It is mostly cloudy, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain. The winds are very light at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And because I can't see any clouds, I'm going to say that they're coming out of the west simply because I don't see any planes. And I would say it's about 90 degrees, but there has been heat advisories and stuff like that. It hasn't felt as hot as they have said it feels. But
or you're just used to the misery,
right?
There's 91 degrees.
He's good. He is good, ladies and gentlemen.
Wind's coming. Wind gusts are up to 16 miles per hour.
No, or gust. I mean, I don't see no gust. I'm going to just be honest with you. Is it coming out of the west?
It is coming out of southwest.
Southwest. There you go. See? I can tell because if I haven't seen any plane activity, that means that the planes are coming in over the water. But usually they make the turn right over my house. So I haven't seen any planes.
This guy's good.
Hey, man.
He is good. You can't deny that. He is good.
Don't ever underestimate the toss of a little grass every now and then. Not
Marlins.
You know, not tossing it like that to put it in your favorite.
Marlins. By the way,
there's two things I got to get you. I'm going to bring you a Swisher Sweet.
Who?
So you know what that is.
Oh, for Tobin.
No, Tobin.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to bring you, I'm looking for that beer.
Oh, the strawberry beer, though.
Yeah.
I got an indie.
I'm going to try it, too.
It was good.
Is it like apple cider?
No.
I can drink that, or is it like thick?
No, it's not thick at all.
Okay.
You can crush them. I would say probably tastes like a hard lemonade, but strawberry.
Oh, okay, but strawberry. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to say this. Us non-intangibles love a fruit favorite drink. I ain't going to lie.
Marlins, they beat the Cincinnati Reds yesterday.
Am I lying?
It's true, man. It's true. You give us non-intangibles like a Welch's grape soda or Welch's strawberry, we good. We're fine.
Hey, that's why, listen, you know when you come over to my house, we crush them checks.
Oh, they got the grape check soda.
Pineapple, apple.
By the way, you know it's a non-intangible house because it's never like it's never the wording. It's like the similar word. It's not purple. It's not grape. It's purple drink.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
It's
nowhere yet. It's orange drink. It's never the flavor of red.
Give me that red Kool-Aid. Red Kool-Aid. Well, what flavor is it? I don't know, red.
What else we got? Oh, so Marlins won yesterday. They beat the Reds. Berger, couple homers for Jake Berger. He's up to 19 on the year. They'll go for the split tonight.
Okay. Orange pineapple. Oh yeah. Don't forget, Steven. You've
had that. That's good.
That orange pineapple don't play either.
By the way, Jazz Chisholm with a golden sombrero yesterday.
Yeah, four strikeouts. Sorry.
Golden sombrero plus. He's cooled down a little bit since the hottest start known to man, Leroy. He has come back to earth a little bit.
All right.
I didn't know if he was going to continue to be Barry Bonds. Apparently not.
Don't worry. They'll start with, it's New York.
Where's all your flash and razzle dazzle now, Jazz Chisholm? Boom. It's going to have to deal with him.
Hey. J-Fig. You are correct. Number six.
I don't think that's J-Fig, dude.
That's me, man. That's me. Oh, well, why would J-Fig be looking at number six from Brazil?
You think J-Fig is looking at number six on Brazil and thinking certified possum holder?
No. My bad. My bad. I don't know. Listen. Here, let me apologize. Let me say this. I don't never know who's got control of the count. Right?
Minus one.
I don't never know who has control of it. So that's not my fault. That's just bad on me. You know, I should have just put two and two together. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but you were hypnotized by number six is what happened.
No. I'm looking at the score, dude. Hold on. I'm not going.
Oh, yeah. You're looking at the score.
I am looking at the score.
Okay.
I'm looking at all the numbers.
Oh!
Yeah, you just saw it right now, right? The block. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is, hey, I'm not lying to you, Tobin. This is riveting, exhilarating stuff here.
Hey.
Hmm?
Game point.
Wow. All right, well, I kind of want to tune in now. What is this? This is America, Brazil? I can go to my peak.
This is America, Brazil. This is the two best countries in volleyball. Who have an unbelievable rivalry because I watch it every four years.
So whoever has this, they go on to the gold medal game.
Whoever wins this set goes to the next. Wow. I'm telling you.
No. We got a Larson on our team.
We got a Larson. She's good.
A lot of hugging and clapping going on. Are we getting going here or what?
Damn, number 19. Jesus.
Here we go. Lining up.
Brazil
got it. We had a lot of Brazilians on the on Barry's volleyball team. They were good. Tall.
Yeah, tall.
Like Camila right. Cardoza tall? From
yeah. Tall, dude. Like 6.
Oh, nine, we won. 6. Hey.
Oh. Everywhere around the world, welcome to America. Man.
All right.
US has been handing Brazil a lot of losses lately.
A lot of long legs run onto that floor. They are tall. Except for the one that's dressed in the other uniform.
There you go.
Is he like the captain or something? Or is she the quarterback?
The one with the different jersey. Yeah, the one with the different jersey. Yeah, they're the captain.
Do you guys know who they're moving on to face? Who's in the semifinal?
I think
the other bracket?
They got
to
play.
The next game is next.
I think the next game, the game is next.
Let's see.
But I would like to know. It's probably like some team like Poland or something like that.
Looks like it is Italy versus Turkey.
Oh, we want to play the Italians.
That'd Italy nice. Versus Turkey coming up at 2 o'clock.
For your own personal reason.
Yeah, we want to play the Italians.
I will say for the Olympic the Olympic viewing experience, Peacock's amazing. This Peacock app, you could go.
You can just go to anything.
Right. Like you're running a spaceship, a sports spaceship. By the way, Hard Rock app, let's get some BAM props up there for today, huh?
Isn't that up yet?
No.
Well, the game's not until 3:30.
Baby.
They got to make sure who's playing and who's not.
They know he's playing. Let's get it going. I think they'll cover, though. 15.5 will cover that.
You think?
Yeah.
So everybody's been betting the U.S. because it started off at 13.
Yep.
So.
Wow, man. Take a break. Back up to this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. We have we were just watching this going into the break, but USA advances to the gold medal game in volleyball. They beat Brazil. And on the basketball court, France and Germany tied 33 apiece going into halftime.
Oh, that's a low-scoring game.
Low-scoring game.
Wembanyama, he's getting going, dude. And I think in the words of Schmeichel, he's right. He's good.
I'm surprised nobody hasn't been more physical with him.
They're going to call foul. He's, you know.
You can be physical without actually taking him down.
No. I said the refs will call foul. This is their goat, man. Man, we're about to see some shady business going on.
Dolphin Kane said it best. You in France.
But also, you know, like I'm sure people tried to body up Kevin Durant too. Like the guy is skilled.
But Kevin Durant plays more of a perimeter.
So does he though, dude. Like he's out camped out on the perimeter. Like that's he is an alien.
You know why?
Crazy. The only person who can cook him is Duncan Robinson. That's it.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's relax.
Duncan Robinson put the moves on him.
The only reason why we're shocked by this is because he's the first tall guy, like really tall guy, who's coordinated.
He is coordinated.
Most of those guys are not.
He's not tall. He's a freak. They're all tall. Kevin Durant lied about his height all these years. He was 7 foot.
Right.
This guy's 7'5".
But he has balance. Like, he's coordinated. Like they're usually not. That's why
they
fall.
He does run sometimes like he look like he's going to just fall down.
Well, I mean, like, look, you can only look so coordinated at 7'5". But, dude, like, the amount of space this guy covers, it's like we've seen how Giannis can cover these things. This guy's like, even more. Yeah, it's like a monster.
You can't miss a 3-pointer and in one step catch an offensive rebound and dunk it back. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a giant.
He is.
Like you have Rudy Gobert out there, who, yes, is a bum, but also tall. And he looks so small next to him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's really weird. It's very weird. Either way, he was giving Wagner that work before halftime. I just like to say Wagner.
Wagner.
Uns Wagner? Keeps it going. So, good going on right now. But yes, low scoring, 33 apiece at the half. And we'll see who is going to advance this gold medal game. U.S. will play for their chance at the gold medal, going to the gold medal game. They play Serbia coming up at 3 o'clock later on today. Get back into some Dolphins here. So, Leroy,
yes.
Tyreek Hill, he addressed the media this week and talked about his deal. And, you know, he not only got a big money deal, he had a good weekend. Big money deal. He's named number one player in the NFL. But also gave a lot of credit to, as a guy who was a champion who came here, he says he's a better player now because of Mike McDaniel and Tua. Here's the cheetah.
Crazy, man. Didn't celebrate at all because here's why. My family, and I said this to my family, I'm saying, like, y'all are so used to me winning and, like, getting stuff, y'all don't even celebrate with me no more. Like, it's just like we wake up, it's like, oh, you're number one, congrats. And we just move on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got an extension. And we move on, man. But my grandparents flew in with me and my wife. You know, obviously, we went and celebrated, you know, dinner. Celebrated the number one day. We got the contract extension, man. That's why I play, man. You feel me? To reach moments like this. And for me to say that, for me to call my shot in 2017 and say that I was going to be the number one player, you know, says who I am as a player, man. Like, I'm always hungry. I'm always trying to find ways to get better. And, you know, that's the only way to be in this league. You know, like, that's how guys like myself, like, last in the league, man, trying to, you know, get better, trying to help the team win, man. So I just thank God. I'm grateful to be in this position. You know, I told Coach Manuel, man, without you, I'd still be getting ranked number 15 in Kansas City. You know, so it's awesome, man, to be a part of this, man, with Chris Greer, Mr. Ross, even Tua, man, like, helping me become a better player, man. So I'm excited, man. I'm grateful. Like, I won't never take any of this for granted.
There you go. A happy cheetah. I will say it's been cool when Tyreek Hill came here and immediately started backing Tua publicly, and everybody was so mad at him because he had the audacity to say Tua was more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. But he had his guys back from the start when he got down here.
But can you possess a skill that is exceptional while not being the best at your position?
You can. Right?
It's like saying, remember, Brett Favre had one of the strongest arms we've ever seen as a quarterback. It didn't mean he was the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, but it's anybody who's going to that hallowed ground of questioning Patrick Mahomes. First of all, he's doing as in a situation where it sounds like sour, like everybody was mad at him because it sounds like sour grapes.
Yeah, I didn't take it as that simply because there's a lot of different ways to play a position, right? And a lot of parts of that separate you from your contemporaries. For example, Josh Allen's a moose, mm-hmm. Okay? We could say it's about Ben Roethlisberger. One of the things about Ben Roethlisberger, he could hold the ball forever till somebody got open because if you got there, you couldn't get him on the ground. That was what he brought to
the
table.
But it's not even that, Leroy. Like, the bigger point of it is, who cares about whether they're more accurate or not accurate? The bigger point is, like, he comes here at a time where Tua is maligned. Like, Tua is a point where, like, he was questioning his own talent, and he's publicly backing him to a guy who was very clearly the best quarterback in the league. And whether it's the point or not, like, he had his back. And the point and to the production level of it, his best 2 years production-wise have been with the Dolphins. Right. And so he's telling you here, like, yeah, he has made me a better player. I don't know if that's going to get as much attention as the most accurate comment because, right. They're probably all sitting here being like, we're 2 for 2. You've had your best years, but we've won 2 rings.
And what I'm trying to say is one has nothing to do with the other. Like, you're saying who is the better winner or the better quarterback.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, though.
You're saying, yeah, but we're 2 for 2. That means
that would be a Chiefs argument. Like, that is what they would be saying.
But one has nothing to do with the other. What Tyreek said has nothing to do with how good he thinks Patrick Mahomes is. That's the only point I was trying to make, that everybody got all up in a tizzy over him saying he's one of the most accurate quarterbacks I ever played with, or the most accurate. And they took it as a knock on Patrick Mahomes.
Is it a tizzy?
Tizzy?
I think it's a tizzy.
Tizzy. All right.
I don't know what a tizzy is.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just
anyway. anyway, but saying somebody is more accurate is not a knock on the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, and that's the way people took that. And I did not, because I understand that different positions, you can have different qualities that make you good or great. Like one of the things about, you know, Patrick Mahomes that we saw in Aaron Rodgers was his ability to make throws in every quarterback, like his body in any situation, sidearm, over the top, under, like that's the things that made Aaron Rodgers great. But everybody can do that.
Yeah, you can't take anything. Obviously, he's number one. There's not even a fun argument of him being the best. But is it like Tyreek's numbers are his numbers? Like, it's not wild to say that he has been a better player than the one who was in Kansas City.
Absolutely. And some people would take that as saying, and just for the argument, saying, oh, he thinks two is better. No. And that's where I like, hey, man, stop making everything something that it's not. What Tyreek has said, both now and when he first got here with Tua, have nothing to do with the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing, and obviously not, because if you're getting voted, this is not a media award that he was given.
It's
you're
a
given
player award. By his,
it's a player-given award.
By the way, that's given around Thanksgiving and voted right before like Christmas ends.
Is that when they vote for it?
Yeah, that's the reason why. If that's why Tyreek was number one, because we're going by
because he was going 2,000.
Right,
he was about to get 2,000.
He was on 2,000, and when they start voting, it's in November, around November.
Let me explain something. We vote on a lot of stuff, right? And sit in the meeting room, and I'm gonna tell you, the interest of it is not there.
Wait, so right. they hand you out pen, like pencil, like little mini pencils with that?
Yeah, basically they said it because the ESPN reporter said that they're there when they're covering teams and they see when the sheets are handed to them and then they got to come in and do the recording. And during that time, if you look at last year's stats, Tyreek and Lamar Jackson probably two of the top three candidates for NFL MVPs. So
yeah.
I can understand why. I see why they had them at that during that time. But
yeah, I mean, there was a point, I think probably by that time, where he was maybe even the favorite or that he had passed Tua in the odds
right.
to be MVP. Because at one point, Tua was the favorite. And then at one point, Tyreek Hill had passed him in the odds for MVP.
So that's the reason why Tyreek was voted.
No, I get it. They don't tell you when they vote on these things. But, you know, look. I just think if you say one thing about a certain player, it's not a knock on another guy. And that's the way we all take it a lot of times, right? You can't, like, it's almost, they made it sound like he couldn't come here and say anything positive, right, about Tua without it seeming like there's a knock on. Hell, we just did it with Josh Allen, right? But he did give his flowers to Stephon Diggs. But then he goes, oh, well, I'm happy with what we got going here.
He also said, miss is a strong word.
Like, right, right. You see what I'm saying? So, like, yeah.
Schmeathan says that Leroy is so old, he voted using a quill.
That's funny.
I do like the idea of Leroy with a feather.
Point for Twitcher.
All players, please put your quills down. We are done voting for the top 100.
Did you lick the pen, Lee?
Flat! What are you doing?
I'm sorry. It was right there.
We all know greatest player of all time, Lawrence Taylor, number one.
What are you doing? Vlad just piling on.
I'm sorry. That was a quill pen. You don't hear quill. You don't hear that. So that's funny.
It's like they walk in, they have powdered wigs.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the Declaration of Independence signing.
Wow. Wow. All right. I guess I'll just be eating this.
Here's Leroy Quincy Horde. You know, here. Just a sign.
We'll take a break. Play a little Goosey's No Goosey's next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Time to get to our favorite Thursday game, a little Goosies. No Goosies. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Sorry about the little mishap.
Yeah, come on, Leroy. You should have known better.
Yes.
Should have known better.
Maybe you were just admiring some volleyball. We don't know.
No.
We don't know. What do you got today for Goosies, No Goosies, Birderer?
Okay. Well, this first one is a little controversial. USA versus Serbia.
Oh, Goosies galore. I cannot wait. A chance to go play for the gold. It's a huge one today. How could you not have the Goosies for this? Do you not have a pulse as a Patriot?
Oh, my goodness. I think you start this conversation again. I definitely have the Goosies. I'm American. I will be rooting for Team USA.
Same.
Because the Browns are also a part of the USA.
In a lot of ways, Cleveland is like Serbia.
Jeez. What is wrong with you?
Where are your Goosies, J-Fig?
I have the Goosies.
There you go. Seems like we're all on a line. Vlad, you have the Goosies for this game?
But I'm not going for Serbia.
Goosies for the game, but not for Serbia.
I also don't have Goosies for Serbia, just leaving wiggle room if there is a moment for
there you go. Else. At least you were honest. At least you were honest.
Could be a Goosies moment for Serbia.
Leaving a little wiggle room. There you go.
Could be. Could be. Okay. What's number two, J-Fig?
Jim Harbaugh getting a 4-year punishment from the NCAA.
No Goosies. They should have done this last year. All right. We all knew Dez was cheating. And you gave him like some 4-game suspension anyway to make it look good. You had their coach who was crying. And that was a whole dogged pony show. Now you want to act like tough guys that he's gone? This just shows you why the NCAA is so toothless. And by the way, you know, they get right to the point of this now with them. But when it was the Miami Hurricanes, all the NCAA with their stupid cloud and investigation, they could never finish it. It was just lingering like a fart in church all the time. No Goosies for the NCAA in anything. Goosies. Top bums.
I don't have the Goosies for this because you trying to show or save face by suspending a guy that's making $10 million a year in the NFL. It's the same thing they did with Pete Carroll, right? Thing. Like, enough. Like, don't be fake. Don't be phony.
That's what they are, though. I didn't even know they could still hand out punishments. I thought that we took all their power away.
The NCAA is the reason why Reggie Bush got his Heisman back.
That's the reason that he got it back? Or no, that's
for the same stuff. Like, how you going to penalize a coach that ain't even coaching with you and then give the players the more the penalty that hurts them more than anybody and say it's about the kids?
J-Fig, where are your Goosies with dirty cheating Harbaugh getting a punishment?
I don't like fakes and I don't like phonies. No Goosies.
Wow.
I tell you what.
No Goosies.
He still get that ring, though.
He does. Damage is done there.
Right.
Damage is done.
Man, Wembanyama basically just put Schroeder in a baby Bjorn. Swatted a baby Bjorn. Like it was nothing. He looks like he could fit. Like,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. Are you watching the game as well?
He looks like if you were playing with a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah,
like
crazy.
You swat him just for fun.
Wild. Vlad, where are your Goosies?
There's no Goosies for this. Come on, man. The guy's gone. Like, that's like you said. That's
like to come out and penalize him now does what? And you notice what they did, right? Unlike what they did in all the other situations with the coach gone, they penalized the school. They penalized the person here, which is even more phony. And I'm a Michigan person, so. But it's just crazy how they, you know what I mean? It, like, I don't get it.
It's weird.
Well, I don't know. Do we take the NCAA seriously anymore?
No.
No.
Because they ain't running the show.
No, they're bums. This is them throwing a tantrum to make it seem like they got power. They got no power. What else you got for Goosies? No Goosies, J-Fig.
The Dolphins wearing throwback jerseys. Week 2 versus Buffalo.
Is that a statement jersey? And for
Thanksgiving versus Green Bay.
So, question. Usually this time of year,
yep,
they put in to wear white. So the visiting team got to wear their dark jerseys in the sun.
Yeah.
So are they wearing the throwback white jerseys?
They better, because it's Thursday night game, so it doesn't really affect them in the sun.
So it don't matter.
No, they're wearing
the teal.
I think what they did was teal for home Thursday night, and then white for
the Green Bay game?
Game on the road.
Well, no, but usually it's your dark colors at home and your whites on the road.
That's what you just said.
But what they do is you can put an exception in. So there was a lot of home games in September.
Yeah.
As a Cleveland Brown, I wore white.
Right. Dolphins do the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, they want that heat advantage, but want the night game.
So yeah, that Buffalo game's an 8:15 game, so they really don't get the advantage. Yeah, so
it's not going to matter, right?
Yeah. Plus, it takes a while. Like, if they were to go back-to-back white jersey games, that's tough on the equipment crew. You got to get the bleach stains. You know, that's tough.
What?
Well, I just imagine, like, you got to do a lot. You got to get the oxy clean out there.
You know, it's
2 months.
Quick turnaround.
Wait.
It's a two-month
turnaround. Wait. Vlad, I got this. I got this. You do realize that if you play two away games,
mm-hmm.
you're not only playing white back-to-back, but you got to fly the stuff from another state back to home to clean them.
That's fine, but you would agree it's a quick turnaround. Like, you'd want to have a
little bit more time. Yeah, but they can clean the damn jerseys. What are you talking about?
You get a little bit more time.
You don't. You go back-to-back home road games, you wear white back-to-back. What are you talking about?
You get a little bit more time. Like, it's a little, you would say it's a, I'm not saying they can't do it, but you would want a little bit more reprieve on doing it. You know, you think they just do all that laundry in one night?
Yeah.
I would like to know if they do that laundry.
No, I think they dry clean the jerseys.
Do you think they'd use bounce sheets to keep the static cling away?
I would hope so. Downy, a little downy?
They dry clean the jerseys, and I don't think you need it because they're that stretchy stuff.
Oh. So
it doesn't need
a... But it's definitely stain remove strong, right? Like, because, I mean, you there's yeah. a lot, if you play in the grass, like you play in Cleveland, yeah. you're going to get a lot of dirt. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of dirt. Yeah,
we look like we just played a baseball game.
Yeah. Well, you weren't getting that baseball stain out. I don't know what they were. How
did
they?
They were white and clean.
Must have some magic.
And
some
if not, if they can't clean them out, here's the interesting thought. The Dolphins are worth $4 billion. Give that guy a new jersey.
But I thought there were cheapskates with that stuff. Like, I thought they like make you pay for jerseys and stuff like that.
No.
But you would say, like, if I was running laundry.
I wouldn't say. No, but
if you were running laundry. If you were running laundry for the Dolphins.
I wouldn't say.
If you were running laundry for the Dolphins, you'd want the extra days, right? Like, give me till Thursday.
You get the same amount of days.
Totally. Oh,
here. Dude, check this out. Hold on. Let me explain to you how this works.
The type okay? code works for fine.
I got this. When you play a home game.
Yeah.
They put the jerseys in a bag.
Okay.
They bring them back to the facility. And on Monday, they clean them. When you're in a road game,
mm-hmm.
you fly back after the game, you put all the stuff in the facility, you clean them on Monday. The days don't change regardless of where you're playing.
There's had to be a time Tobin. Where Rocco, the equipment guy, Tobin. Needed first an all, extra day.
Tobin, no. first of all, they only yep. wearing these jerseys two times. And there's right. a big two-month gap between those times.
But that's what I'm not talking about that, Vlad. Imagine a situation where like the Dolphins did go back-to-back whites for like so let's say week
they
one
go back-to-back whites.
Yeah, but not with four days. It's too much on the laundry.
Why
time
they,
out.
When didn't they go wear, back-to-back 4 days?
Didn't they go 3 weeks in a row because on the road?
The first two games are Sunday, Thursday.
Okay.
But they're going to go white jerseys, white regular jerseys, I imagine, for the home opener. Then they go teal throwbacks.
No, we didn't. We so white and teal.
Right.
Okay, but if they had to go white, they'd get cleaned on Monday.
I don't know, dude. That's a lot of pressure.
I'm telling you!
It's a lot of pressure on the laundry.
You know what's amazing? I absolutely love
I'm telling him something that is factual, and you still have questions.
You didn't even play when there was Thursday Night Football.
I did. Wait, what? Hold on. Hold on.
I think he's right.
Hold on. And I played on Thanksgiving.
Okay, but do you remember whether you went purple-purple or did you go white-purple?
Purple-white. You went white-purple.
We had usually here, usually, you will not do a Sunday game and a Thursday game on the road. So you either go Sunday on the road, Thursday at home, or
Sunday at home, Thursday on the road.
So you agree with me that these there was no rush to get to the jerseys.
Or you could go home.
But home, you're probably going purple, a lot easier than having to get the white stains out, right?
I played indoors.
You did play indoors.
What are you doing?
Oh, so it was easier for them. No dirt.
You sound so defeated.
What about blood?
Fair.
Turf.
But not everyone's going to bleed.
Yeah. A lot of blood.
Everyone?
A lot of turf burn, dude.
Blood?
What do you think turf burn?
Sweat and tears.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't tell me that. Hold on.
I'm not having this conversation anymore. You have no idea.
No, you can't tell me in the equipment department, though, there's no way that they're not thinking like, oh, all white jerseys this week. You know, like they have to be thinking about this is going to be tough to clean.
Because as I told you before, the same time every week, the jerseys get cleaned. I don't care if you're using them the next week or not. They go in for laundry on Monday.
Okay, but
Toby, they're not going back to back weeks in 4 days of white uniforms. They're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Do that to the equipment department.
No, you couldn't do that.
It wouldn't matter though.
That would be no. I gotta. If I'm thinking about it, that is a quick turnaround. Like those jerseys.
Quick turnaround.
Those jerseys got to be ready by 11, like by Thursday morning.
Hold on. Let me explain to you what happens. Monday. The uniforms go out to be cleaned. On Tuesday, when I usually come in to get workout or watch film or whatever, they are taking the jerseys out of the plastic and putting them away. Every Tuesday. So whether you play at home, whether you play on the road, whether you play on Thursday, whether you play a week, 4 days, the same thing happens every Monday and Tuesday.
Respectfully, though, you didn't play with HDTV. So, like,
Hold on, Tobin. Leroy might have stained his uniform, and it wasn't because of playing. Somebody was holding food in uniforms at times and putting.
That's true.
So maybe the stains was ketchup packets.
Rocco the equipment
while I was playing.
No, Rocco the equipment guy definitely thought back in Cleveland. He goes, horde with the mustard stains on his socks.
Yeah. No, I ate it. It was at halftime.
Doesn't matter. So you didn't get a stain.
It was in my locker. No,
you went.
You've
clean?
Never eaten on the bench. You've never eaten on the bench.
No.
You'll excuse me if I'm a little skeptical of that, Mr. Chicken Wing on the floor.
I'm saying, I can't see you not seeing some type of food in the sideline for you not to eat it.
No, I never ate during games. I ate at halftime.
Anyway.
What is wrong with
getting back to the point? No goosies for the throwback jerseys. I wish they were every week.
And here's to me. See what y'all did? Leroy's the only running back to take a handoff and relish in his hands. Why y'all think I'm on the football field like snacks?
Like, that's a great run by Leroy Horde. But if that's Robert Smith, he's got sauerkraut.
What is wrong with y'all? I'm like, it's amazing that where my career has gone dealing with y'all. Especially
what do you mean?
You like,
I'm just concerned about the laundry.
Decent career. Now you got.
You're
me
very
mustard,
concerned about the laundry.
With mustard on my uniform and stuff like that. What about the blood, dude? I split my lip from here to here, and there was, I mean, terrible.
Ketchup.
No, it was not.
Date South. A 3rd and 36 Leroy couldn't catch up.
Oh my goodness.
You got the gooses, Leroy?
Of what?
I don't remember.
No, it's the throwbacks. I got gooses with the throwbacks, even though I will admit goosies. I can't tell the difference.
That's crazy. They look so much sweeter, the throwbacks.
You know what's going to happen, right? Because the Vikings got this unbelievable icy uniforms. Leroy's going to ruin that.
Cool.
Leroy's going to ruin that. He's going to eat food one day on that and be like, oh.
Definitely.
No, you best believe I'm going to come in helmet and jersey.
The Packers copied it. They did the same thing. It doesn't look as cool, though. Doesn't look as cool. Because like the Vikings are like metallic Vikings, purple.
Yes, Vikings and just the Vikings going white. You associate that with, you know, yeah.
Hey, stop taking shots at my boy Leroy, man. Come on, Schmeathan. Leroy fumbled so much because he had bacon grease on his hands.
Hey, well, look, I will say this. I did fumble a lot. I wasn't the record fumbler, but yeah, I did fumble a lot.
Do you have two practice jerseys? So let me ask you this. When you go in for the next day, so you practice on a Tuesday and then you practice on a Wednesday, then a Thursday. Is that the same practice jersey or is it two practice jerseys?
You throw your jersey and all of your pants and stuff in a bag.
Mm.
And then they wash the bags. Every night.
And the next day it's ready?
And then when we had 2-a-days, they wash them in between practices. Man. But here's the kicker. You wear, the offense wears the jersey that you're going to wear that week. So if you're wearing white, the offense will wear white. If you're wearing the dark jerseys, the offense will wear dark jerseys. So you switch from week to week depending on, but no, every day. You throw laundry it in guy, bag, it will go, wash it right away.
Laundry guy has to be so excited when the cuts
come. It's the same people, dude. The equipment, the manager, they do all that stuff.
Yeah, but you got to imagine, they're so happy when guys get cut because they're like, I mean, you're cutting your laundry in half.
Pretty much. No, look, they handle it. Now, they have more people, right? Because you got additional ball boys, you know.
How many guys did you have in camp?
What, ball boys?
Nah, just people who did the cleaning
people
of the club.
Who did all the stuff during football season? Well, during game, you have guys during games, so they would come during games. But during, you probably have 15 guys.
Stun Steve says Tobin thinks each team has one laundry guy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's a sign of a good. It is. It's the sign of a good laundromat. Like you have one guy who's putting in all the care.
Oh my goodness.
Did you have to give him your ticket?
No, dude. Mysteriously, my jersey showed up in my locker every time.
Amazing.
Or the bag. The bag that you put all your stuff in.
Honestly, I agree with Trevor. Can we put Tobin on a video being the equipment guy for one day?
No,
that might be a good bet. That might be
too much pressure.
That would be
amazing. I wouldn't want to mess up the
system. You would not be amazed at how much work those guys do early in the morning. Like, when we get there at 7 o'clock, them guys been there for an hour or two.
Now, when you grab the jersey, is it like mintly fresh? Like, can you smell?
Does it smell like downy?
Yeah, like can you smell the downy? Like just
like the softener.
Yeah, the softener.
I think the jerseys are dry cleaned.
Hmm.
So they get sent out.
So wait, if it's dry cleaned, do you get the jersey? Does it have like that blue staple with the paper on it? Like
they take all that off.
I really don't think they would have the staple, Vlad.
I just told you.
It's dry cleaned.
I just told you on Tuesday, all them bags, they're in the bag like you're talking about, and they take all that apart for
you. Oh, okay then. So it was stapled then.
It does.
Okay.
They're all on hangers. And they do you know what? They dry clean the pants too.
I really deterred this Goosey's No Goosey's. I apologize to everybody.
Yes, you did, because you're being told.
100%. Now for that, you have to interview the equipment guy.
I'd love to.
Giuseppe?
No, because you're going to ask him stupid questions.
I'm not going to ask stupid questions.
Yes, you are.
Oh, wait a minute.
I want a very intense.
No, you know what? Hold on.
Let me explain something. The only people he don't ask crazy questions to is the fight game.
That's not
true. He's very serious.
Hold on. Tobin might be right, because I would love to know. I would love to interview the equipment the equipment manager or the laundry person during the time Crowder was playing, because Crowder used to go on himself.
And that's right. I bet you, and it's the same guy.
If it's the same guy. So yeah, so I would like to know like how hard it is to take the stain off if somebody goes on himself.
I thought the players wore a new jersey every game. Nope, dude. Sometimes, like during the season, you would rip your jersey. That thing would be stitched up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a break. 1 hour coming on up.